Democrats worry that many blacks, Latinos won't vote. By Neil Monroe on November 2, 2022. Multiple polls show many Democrat-leaning black and Latino voters are less likely to vote this year. Amid a Democrat-run economy of declining wages, rising inflation, and out-of-control migration. Some 68% of black voters and 64% of Hispanic voters, groups that favor Democrats, rated themselves at the highest level of motivation to vote, far below the 83% of white voters and 79% of voters overall, the Wall Street Journal reported November 1. The Journal's October 22 to 26 poll of 1,500 registered voters showed Republican voters are far more likely than Democratic voters to say they have given a lot of thought to the upcoming congressional elections, 49% versus 38%, said an October 20 report by the Pew Research Center, which added, among voters who are uncertain or support another party's candidates, just 28% say it really matters which party controls Congress. This group of voters is much less likely than Republican and Democratic voters to say they are motivated to vote and to report giving a lot of thought to the election. The polls suggest that many Latinos and blacks will back GOP candidates, and that many more sit on their hands and not vote. The weak enthusiasm among African Americans is especially dangerous for Democrats because the bloc comprises roughly 25% of the Democratic electorate. The slack enthusiasm is forcing Democrats to push a last-minute incoherent mix of enthusiasm building confidence in their expected victory, alongside an alarmist message to spur turnout by unenthusiastic voters. The only thing I'm worried about is African American turnout, said former Democratic Governor Ed Rendell, told the New York Times in a November 1 article. I'm worried that it won't be as strong as we need. Democrats are sending out speakers to motivate their unenthusiastic base. Many polls show that Biden's pro-establishment economic policies, including immigration, have damaged the Democrats' pocketbook support among populist-minded Latinos and blacks. At the same time, Democratic political consultants have pushed candidates to focus on civic issues such as the Capitol Hill riots in January 2021, and the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to let voters debate the issue in their states. Since January 2021, Biden and his team have imported at least 3 million economic migrants through the Mexican border. The huge wave of illegal migrants serves as workers, consumers, and renters in the U.S. economy, and also helps cut Americans' wages and boost their housing prices. The inflow is one element of policies that have pushed Americans after inflation wages down by roughly 6%. Nonetheless, the Democrats' last-minute turnout pitch ignores economics, inflation, and migration. Those strategy decisions have already inflamed the blame game among Democrats. The New York Times posted comments from one Latino activist. I definitely think that we weren't wrong by focusing on Dobbs when it happened, because it was so earth-shattering, said Chuck Rocha, a Democratic strategist who focuses on Latino voters. The question should have been, could we have done that and packaged together economic populism along with the Dobbs decision? I think we are closing with the best we can do. The Pew Research Center reported on November 1 that almost 63% of people voted in the 2020 election, but just 47.5% voted in the 2018 midterms.